But simply going into a state of miracle-mindedness could happen in any instant.
Anytime.
Yes.
Anytime.
Yes.
Anytime. Is, and you say people who are in a dangerous position, like a car accident or something they have to do, it can switch in your mind.
Yes. What people I interviewed, and this, I got interested in this in the first place because I had an experience where my car spun out of control in the mountains on ice and I almost went over a cliff. And I found that I went into a state of mind that was totally fearless. I realized I was probably about to die, but I was okay with that in a strange way. Guidance came through as to how to handle the car, and the whole thing ended completely harmlessly. When I spoke to my spiritual teacher a week later, I told her about this, and she said, well, that's funny. The same thing happened to me this week. Oh. And she had been climbing on some bluffs near her home, and the path had fallen away on either side of her. And she, too, went into a state of perfect inner peace, and was sort of directed in climbing up the bluff, which is something she never thought she would be able to do. Mm-hmm. And then I mentioned this about a month later in a class I was teaching in psychology. And one of the students came up afterward and said, oh, it would have been okay if you'd gone over the cliff, Carol, and that's what happened to me. She told this wonderful story about she and her boyfriend driving off a cliff in the Rocky Mountains in the middle of the night, and how they both went into a state of complete inner peace and felt almost carefree, even though they realized, you know, we're about to die. And the car landed in a beaver pond that broke its fall. They climbed out and sang songs on the roof until people discovered them and came and pulled the car out. The car was fine, and it turned out all the local people at the scene said there had never been a beaver pond there before. No one had ever seen one there before. So having those three incidents so close together, I began to realize, well, there's a pattern here. You know, somebody is facing death. They go into this strange altered state of consciousness where time expands, where they're completely at peace, they feel loving. And then something, it's, you know, the whole situation sort of just turns off at a right angle and goes somewhere else. So once I began speaking about this, everywhere I gave talks, somebody would come up to me and say, oh, that's just like what happened to me. And I was amazed, but I realized this is exactly what the Course is talking about, is all of these people who are telling me their stories about terrorists who they're the only person that that terrorist had control of and didn't kill, you know, or rapists, murderers, accidents of all kinds. What all these stories had in common is people went into that state that the Course calls atonement. And in that state, something came to their rescue. The situation turned around and worked out very differently. And I think that we could all learn to employ miracles in our lives by knowing, you know, you're faced with danger. Instead of becoming frantic or angry or whatever else might occur to your ego to do, stop thinking, go into peace, turn it over to your higher power and effect. And I think people will be amazed at the results.